small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians.
The Cross Canada protest, known as the Freedom Convoy, the people are traveling across Canada in opposition to a federal vaccine mandate for transport drivers crossing the border.
Some insane amount of people, like 50,000 trucks.
Your country's in bulk.
Listen to this, Mr. Trudeau! Listen to it! Did you hear us now? Did you hear us now?
Minutes ago, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's in self-isolation because of a COVID exposure.
Hey Trudeau, let me tell you something. You don't represent the views of Canadians.
The courage that it takes for these truckers to all stand tall together and to drive across Canada to go to Ottawa is massive.
This is a global, international human movement. The whole world is watching because what happens in Canada will ripple to the rest of the world. And now's the time to activate our voices. Now's the time to speak.
Don't come back without a warrant.
You can stop a Nazi communist.
How many mistakes are we going to take before my child almost lost her life?
Do your job and let me do mine.
You got to remember where we come from and who we are and who fought for us to have this lifestyle. I'm here for my children, my grandchildren, and I'm here for this country.
Shamgar Connor, he has stage 5 kidney failure. He's been on the kidney transplant list for 3 years, and he needs soup to survive. But now, he is being told that he is no longer eligible to receive a transplant because he is unvaccinated.
The unvaccinated.
The unvaccinated.
Our policy is in order to have people active on the transplant list and get a transplant, you need to be fully vaccinated. So you don't want to move forward.
I'd rather die of kidney failure.
It's obviously your choice, but it's not your choice if you want to be active on the list.
Sums it up at the end. Not your choice. At all.
It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
From now on, we will end the compulsory use of COVID status certification in England. The government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere.
To the hundreds of thousands of people showing up for Freedom Convoy 2022, I've got a simple message for you. You're not a small fringe minority. You are the movement of freedom, the movement of power, the movement of love.
The Constitution of the United States has been violated.
Booster shots work. It's time. It's past time.
If you are not vaccinated, you remain at risk.
Israel has one of the highest vaccination rates in the world, with 78% of the adult population fully vaccinated. Despite this, the country is currently witnessing a significant spike in cases. And the country's top COVID official admits that authorities mishandled the crisis with regard to inoculating the unvaccinated.
Now's the time to say no more so that we can come back to being in our sovereign, God-given right.
I'm exempt, so I don't need a mask.
He's telling you
so mind your business, yes? So don't get arrested wearing a mask.
Change our laws. These
are not constitutional laws on any human being.
You either know what charge you're going to be filing or there is no charge.
You guys are awful, turning on your own citizens. Come in and try to take people's livelihoods to make a living.
Remember this, some heroes wear capes, some heroes drive trucks. You've got my full love and support here from sunny Arizona. I'm a freedom fighter right there with you.
I stand for freedom and I stand with the Truckers Convoy. Let's go. Let fucking go, Canada.
Show up big, Ottawa, Canada needs you.
I just want to send my gratitude and my support to the Freedom Convoy and their mission to end the mandates.
Thank you.
Thank you for standing up for our rights, for everyone's rights. I gotta say, I have never been more proud to be Canadian.